and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. And with us here today is Floyd Teeter, Oracle Senior Director, Technical Solutions, and a fellow member of the HCM Cloud Center of Excellence team, frequent guest on our show today. Floyd has been with Oracle for over 6 years and has been working with Oracle applications and products for over 30 years. He's an Oracle ACE Director alumni, the former VP of the Oracle Applications User Group, and he has also been designated by Forbes as one of the 50 Twitter feeds all Oracle customers should follow. Currently, Floyd is responsible for helping customers with their responsive user experience implementations. Floyd, it's always a pleasure to have you here with us on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Many thanks for taking time to come back on the show today.
Oh, and thank you for having me. It's always a delight to be here with you, Frank. I really appreciate the chance to catch everyone up.
Thanks, Floyd. Today, Floyd and I will be discussing something that is very important for all Oracle HCM Cloud customers, the quarterly update on responsive UX. So, Floyd, welcome back to the show, as I said, and So what's new with responsive UX?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me back. I'll say that again. It's always a pleasure to be here. So what's new with responsive UX? That's a wide open question. There's so much new that we might have to start doing these updates a little more frequently than quarterly just to keep up. But in the interest of time, let's stick to the highlights for now. We've got some new features. We need to talk a little bit about the impending 20B deadline for classic UI and where to get help with your responsive UX switch if you haven't started it already. So let's start with that.
So that sounds like a good list. Yeah, let's start with new features. What can Oracle's customers look forward to in the update 20A?
So many cool things. We've expanded the scope of page attributes that can be managed through the Transaction Design Studio. And that's something that cuts across the entire HCM Cloud product suite. We've delivered some really cool talent management functionality that really leverages Spotlight feature. Managers can use Spotlight while preparing content for reviews, reviewing succession plan candidates and talent pool candidates. In goal management, we brought the concept of a primary goal plan to responsive UX. In absence management, approval notifications can be previewed in the new work list, which eventually we're going to call approvals. Lots of additions in time and labor, monthly time cards, team schedule self-service. We've put the finishing touches on the Benefit Service Center rollout. I could spend easily an hour just listing the new stuff in responsive UX for release 28. You can see all the new features for yourself by reviewing the What's New documents for 20A. Highly recommended. 20A is a very feature-rich update for responsive UX.
So that's really exciting news and fantastic for our customers. And I agree, there's a lot to talk about there. So let's jump on to the next item on your list. Can you walk our listeners through the impending 20B deadline for switching to responsive UX?
Sure. So now keep in mind, we're changing gears in this discussion. We're moving a little further down the timeline. We're not talking 20A anymore. We're talking 20B. The impending 20B deadline, it's commonly referred to, simply means that we're decommissioning classic simplified UI with the 20B update. That means no more fixes for issues that crop up with classic UI and 20B. If you're a customer, you find a bug in 20B that involves classic UI, the first resolution step you'll get from HCM development in resolving your bug will be to switch to responsive UX and try it again. So just for that reason alone, it's best that customers complete their switch to responsive UX by the time they take up the 20B update. For most customers, that will be in the May, June, July 2020 timeframe, if our current plans hold.
Okay, so does that mean that Oracle will have transitioned all the functionality from the classic UI to the responsive UX by 20B then?
No, it doesn't. As much as I would love to say yes, the answer is no. And there are two cases to consider here. The first case, a basic concept of responsive UX is simplification for end users. Simplification includes elimination, especially for features that don't make sense for mobile. So some of the functionality from classic UI will not transition to responsive UX at all. So there's that group that will never make that move over to responsive UX. And the second case, which is probably the more important one here, is for the features that we plan to transition, but simply won't be ready in time for the 20B update. In those instances, we'll continue to work with the classic UI form of that until we complete the transition to responsive UX. There will be no decommissioning in 20B for those exceptions. We'll communicate via the What's New docs when we plan to make the transition to responsive UX for those exceptions, and we'll run it up on the flagpole and let you know when we're going to decommission the classic UI version of a feature or a work area.
Okay, so thanks for that important information and for clarifying that. I'm sure our customers were really wondering about that, so thank you. Now, let's go on to the third item on your list, and the deadline to switch to responsive UX by the 20B update is coming pretty quickly. So for customers who have yet to make that switch, where can they go for help?
One thing I want to insert here, Frank, right away, as part of the answer to that question, let's talk a minute for about the difficulty and the effort of making the switch. It is not really as hard as many customers and partners are imagining. We've had customers complete the switch in as little as 4 weeks, and that's 4 weeks from the time they start to think about planning it to the time they roll it out live, users are using it. Now, that being said, we've got several sources of help available for customers in making the switch to responsive UX. But the three that may help the most are office hours on Customer Connect, the HR mobile form on Customer Connect, and assistance from our Project Elevate SI partners.
All right, so let's go down through that list. Could you tell our listeners more about the office hours?
Sure. The Oracle HCM Cloud Center of Excellence team, that's the team that you and I both belong to, we sponsor office hours on responsive user experience on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here in the U.S. It's wide open. It's open to customers, partners, anyone else with an Oracle Cloud Customer Connect account. And by the way, those accounts are free. We try to provide some important information about switching to responsive UX in every session, and we answer questions submitted by the attendees. And we've recently changed the format to focus for a bit of time on product manager demos. So we'll have product managers come in, demo their particular product in responsive UX, and answer audience questions. That's every Monday, except for US holidays. Now, we already have pretty strong attendance and engagement, but we're always open for more. We'll always welcome anyone interested in attending. Again, that's Oracle Cloud Customer Connect, office hours on responsive UX, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific time in the U.S. Come one, come all.
Great. Thanks, Floyd. Well, let's go down that list. What about on Cloud Customer Connect, the HR mobile form? Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We have a really strong community around responsive UX with the HR mobile forum on Customer Connect. We've got product management, strategy, development, Oracle SI partners, other customers, everyone monitoring that forum and contributing answers to questions that get asked. That forum is all about people helping other people make the switch to responsive UX. So if you've got a question, there are lots of folks out there that would love to help you answer that question If you've got an issue, we've got a load of folks that would love to help you with it and share their experiences about it. It's really become a great community around responsive UX.
Great. So on to the last one that you mentioned. It's a show that we just recently did on Project Elevate. So familiar with that, and I think our listeners are probably familiar with that. But how does it play in with switching to responsive UX? How does Project Elevate fit?
Well, some of our customers felt like they needed help or feel like they need help from a partner in switching to responsive UX. So much like the rest of Project Elevate, we collaborated with some of our trusted agile partners to build fixed price, rapid transition offerings for moving customers to responsive UX. We're talking about fixed price offerings with a price range. I don't want to price out anybody, but I'll say in the mid five digits. So we're not talking six digit numbers, we're talking five digit numbers. And the average switch is about 6 weeks to 8 weeks. And our customers are getting really great results when they engage with our Project Elevate partners. I mean, I'll be honest. If I were a customer and I'm sitting here towards the end of January, beginning of February, even mid-February, and I had yet to begin the switch to responsive UX, and I were worried about making the switch before the 20B deadline, I would engage a Project Elevate partner and stop worrying about it. Now, you can find out more about our Project Elevate partners, much like everything else about Project Elevate, on where else Oracle Cloud Customer Connect.
Great, and thanks for that recommendation, Floyd. I think that's a great recommendation. And again, if you haven't heard the HCM Cloud Talk radio show on Project Elevate, take a listen to that too as well and get advice on where to go for Project Elevate. Now, do you have any other suggestions for those customers who have not yet switched to the responsive UX?
Well, let me share a little something that may either be available or close to being available, depending on when folks listen to this podcast. I'm going to assume mid to late February. We're working on a responsive UX update tool. What the tool does is it scans a pod and provides, one, a report on the status of all the steps required to configure responsive UX. Two, a step-by-step plan for completing the switch to responsive UX. And three, an option to generate a DAT file. And with that DAT file, you can upload all the recommended steps as configuration changes into your pod and make the switch that way. Now, the tool also includes recommendations for any personalizations you want to carry forward, so your pre-existing personalizations are addressed there. And then it also goes out and looks at your custom security roles and suggests additional security privileges that you'll need for responsive UX. So I think this tool is going to help speed up the switch quite a bit for a lot of customers. I'm pretty excited about it, and fingers crossed it will be generally available by the time folks hear this podcast. If not, it will be pretty close to GA.
So that's fantastic. I mean, that sounds like an extremely powerful tool that I'm sure our customers are going to be wanting to get their hands on. Is that going to be out on Cloud Customer Connect, or will there be notification out there? How will customers know?
Well, one of the things I'll likely do is I will put up a link probably on the HR mobile forum. That would be a good place to watch. I'll put a link to where you can download the tool. We're going to have a Customer Connect office hour session on how you get the tool, how you use it, what the process is. So I would say watch Customer Connect really closely.
That's really great news. Thank you. So I guess you're probably hearing a lot from customers that are making switches over to the responsive UX and getting feedback. Can you share some of those experiences that customers are having after switching over to the responsive UX?
I can. Now that we have, you know, we're sneaking up on 2/3 of our HCM Cloud customers, either in the process of making the switch or actually live on the switch, probably slanted quite a bit more towards actually live as opposed to in flight. And it's really positive what we're hearing back. a lot of positives regarding the intuitive user interface, which leads to an ease of use in completing tasks, also leads to significant reductions in user training, a substantial increase in productivity because their folks can work mobile now. So, you know, if I'm a commuter on the train in, or I can do work there on my phone, I can do it on the way home. If something important comes up that, or something urgent that can't wait, I can pick up my phone and get it done. Once they roll out responsive UX, customers are also finding that their users are more engaged and more productive. And interestingly enough, a symptom of that that I it makes sense, but I wasn't really looking for when we started this journey. We're starting to hear about the elimination of shadow systems, that the UI is good enough and the users are engaged enough and the system is flexible enough that customers are shutting down their shadow systems, which is a really good indicator that their users are not only accepting, but they're loving that new user experience. So lots of positive feedback.
Great. And just so you know, I'm hearing the same thing from different customers. So cool. Great news. And yeah, I hope we get the rest of the customers over on responsive UX pretty quickly here. So Floyd, do you have any last thoughts for our listeners as we close out our show today?
Yes. If you've made the switch to responsive UX, good for you. We think the ease of use, the simplified approach, the power of working mobile, the simplification, they're all great benefits for our customers. And we'd love to hear from you and what you think about it if you've made the switch. And for those of you who have yet to make the switch to responsive UX, what are you waiting for?
Thanks, Floyd. And Floyd, it's always a pleasure having you here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio. The information on responsive UX is always very, very interesting and important for HCM Cloud customers. So many thanks for joining us today, and I'm sure our listeners learned a lot from the information you shared about the quarterly update on responsive UX. And as always, you have a standing invitation to come back on the show to share more information on the responsive user experience. So many thanks again, Floyd.
Well, thank you. I will be back.
Great. And if you'd like to learn more about the latest on the responsive user experience, please visit Cloud Customer Connect by going to cloudcustomerconnect.oracle.com. Cloud Customer Connect is Oracle's premier online cloud community where its members benefit by leveraging the collective knowledge of Oracle Cloud customers and product experts. Also on Oracle Cloud Customer Connect is the HR Mobile Forum, which Floyd had talked about, and you can reach that by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/2:s(l9)vwh. This forum provides a place to post questions, connect with experts, and share your thoughts and ideas with regards to the responsive UX. And we would also like to recommend that you watch the replay of the Oracle HCM Cloud Center of Excellence Responsive User Experience Office Hours that took place on January 6, 2019, titled Switching the Homepage Layout. And you can get there by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2:r(a)D6(y)s. So please make sure to visit Cloud Customer Connect for more information on the responsive user experience. And another important location to visit is Oracle's Cloud Readiness website, which you can get to by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/387(e8R). And here you're going to find the HCM Cloud What's New documentation to learn what's new in your cloud service, especially the responsive UX, by reviewing the expanded discussions of the features, including capability overviews, business benefits, setup consideration, and usage tips. So please visit this important site for more detailed information. Please let us know if you have any questions about our show today, or if you would like to share ideas or topics you'd like to hear on a future show. You can send us an email to hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com with any comments or suggestions. We look forward to hearing from you, so please be sure to drop us a note. Thank you for tuning in today to hear about the quarterly update on Responsive UX. We hope you enjoyed the show and found the information relevant for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.